USA Radio News.
Thursday, Senator Cory Booker previously released confidential documents from Judge Brett Kavanaugh's past into the public, declaring it an act of civil disobedience and saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. And it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus instead of asking your questions. If you've got questions about rulings he's made, he's got a real record.
Washington is still abuzz over a New York Times op-ed that ripped President Trump that said it was written by one of the president's senior administration officials. So far, the vice president and secretary of state have denied writing the op-ed. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, though, does have a message for the person who wrote the op-ed.
Just resign and go home. It's all right. Go teach at a college. They'll love you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A pair of reports on the U.S. job markets are released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Private payroll processor ADP says 163,000 jobs were created by the U.S. economy last month, but it says according to that survey it was the fewest since last October. Tomorrow the government jobs report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Economists predict about 189,000 jobs will have been shown as created in that report. And in a Labor Department report out Thursday morning, 203,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and 10,000 less than what analysts were expecting.
A gunman opened fire in downtown Cincinnati Thursday morning. The attack left him and three other people dead. At just after 9 o'clock Eastern time, the gunman entered a 30-story building. He was in the back loading dock area where shots were fired. He then made his way to a bank lobby on the first floor and encountered police where a shootout ensued, and he was ultimately killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to question Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey worked with Judge Kavanaugh and talks about what sort of man we can expect if confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Well, I believe he'll be nonpartisan. I believe he will be principled. He stated yesterday that he would bring to cases an open mind, possibly the only one in the room that had an open mind.
A new study came out that said 1 in 3 children expect their parents to pay for their college. Meanwhile, parents expect their children to pay or at least help out for their college. But when did this whole thought process begin? Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal finance. He has some ideas.
Well, we're not teaching our kids how to fail. We're only teaching our kids how to win, and that's a mistake. We're hurting them by doing it. I think it's paramount to child abuse to only allow your child to experience success. Failure is where we all learn, and there's nothing wrong with teaching your kids from a very young age to be responsible for their actions and to understand that all actions have consequences. And they need to understand there's no such thing as free. We have to teach our kids that. Somebody ultimately pays, and they need to contribute to their own success and their own well-being.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2012 when former police sergeant Drew Peterson was convicted of killing his third wife. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. I don't think I'm yelling too much today. I'm going to have to go back and listen. I'm trying to keep calm. So, shirts, keep calm and keep listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I try. You got to understand my passion with this stuff. It's a great story by Daniel Pipes this past week about Venezuela and the history of Venezuela. You know, in 1950... In 1950, Venezuela had the fourth highest per capita GDP in the world. Yeah, there was only one European nation on that list. It was Switzerland. Fourth highest. Like I said, I was in Venezuela decades ago. And yeah, did it have its issues? But is it like it is today? You need to arm yourself, people, with facts. And all of these people, you see kids talking about socialism and communism. You have to wreck them. What I mean by wreck them is basically destroy them and their arguments. You have to. Okay? Listen, I'm in the free speech business, and people can say and think what they want. But you don't want to allow this in. Take a look at the list. I try to come up with the list, the 20th century. All of these bad ideas. Bad ideas. And what it did. You can go, I'm trying, Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Ho, Pol Pot, Mugabe, Mao. Go right on down the list. Chavez, Castro. Keep going. You want to couple with that? You know what? Argentina used to be one of the wealthiest countries in the world. You taking a look at what's going on in that country? They wrecked it. You understand the black hole of communism? So, do you understand how difficult it is to emerge from that? Now, you could take a look at some of the European countries, Eastern European countries. A little different there, because that was the communism was forced upon them, and they were able to get out. But these countries that chose it, it's almost like making a deal with the devil. It is. Look at what's happened to them. They can't escape. Well, Argentina's currency is what are they paying right now? Interest rates are 60%. Something obscene. Currency has dropped an insane amount. They can't get out of their own way. So, yeah. You need to fight this at every single step. Anyway, again, one of their leaders out there, poster girls for socialism, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she claims solidarity with cab drivers in New York and what's happening with cab drivers due to Uber and other alternatives And then they found out that her campaign has spent over $4,000 on Uber drivers. Not making it up. And she also claimed this past week that Americans are dying. That's right. We're dying from global warming. Yeah, World Health Organization says the United States has the cleanest air in the world. But we're dying of global warming here in the United States. The sad thing is that people will vote for this idiot. People will pull the lever, fill in a little circle for this moron. Anyway, Monday, it's past Monday on the program, I went off on a pretty significant rant on Donald Trump. And I guess I shocked a lot of listeners. And that's good. And I said, you know what, I got to go over this again, and I'm going to have to talk about this on the weekend program as well. I want to remind everybody, I am not a water boy. I'm not. I don't carry water for anyone. And I most certainly am never, ever going to carry the water for any politician. Politicians work for me. President of the United States works for me, works for you. Senators, representatives work for us. This idea, I remember, what was her name there? Getting all upset because some general didn't call her senator. Whatever. We pay your salary. You work for us. Not some sort of damn royalty. We don't live in that country. Barbara Boxer, that's who it was. Came to my mind. But all of the things that are happening and going on, and again, you get bent out of shape about Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort and all that stuff from last week, right? And again, you took a look at the president's approval numbers. Didn't budge. They didn't budge. But yeah, all of this stuff. And you can get mad at the media. Trump gets mad at the media over this. Trump shouldn't get mad at the media over that. The media is going to be what the media is going to be when it comes to covering scandals. They don't care who it is anymore. They did it with Bill Clinton, too, once it came out. I know they tried not to. And yes, okay, are you going to be facing a much harsher media than any leftist or any Democrats going to? Yes. But again, these are problems of your own doing. Where's that old saying that said nothing good ever happens after midnight, right? Or something like that. Nothing good happens being out late. Forget how the exact quote goes. Nothing good is going to happen with you hanging out with a porn star. Porn stars, plural. Nothing. So many of these issues that he's dealing with right now are self-inflicted. Now, I wish, I'm not going to see it, okay? I get it. He is who he is. Donald Trump is who he is. The guy has obviously some ego issues and some impulse control problems. And I said it here on the program. He's not a guy I would particularly want to hang out with. He's not. I just, you know, not my type. But do I think he's doing a pretty good job on many things? Yeah. Am I critical of other things? Yeah. But when it comes to this stuff, I don't know. Maybe a slight change in direction. I'm just suggesting. Coming out and saying, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. Trying to protect my family, my money that was used. And again, that's part of the issue to it. Your money, for crying out loud. I see what the big deal is. But say, you know what? My fault. I shouldn't have been hanging out with these types. You know, the funny thing is about that as well. You remember, they were highly critical of Mike Pence. Because Mike Pence said that he won't even go out to dinner or lunch with a female colleague. Unless his wife is there. I don't blame him. Hey, listen, Okay, if I lived in that world or I was working again in the mainstream, I'd be wearing a body cam. Body cam. Because I don't trust anybody or what they're going to do. But I think there's going to be a shift now. And let me tell you what I feel is going to happen. We talked a little bit earlier on in the program with the Manhattan attorney there, the Southern District of New York. They're going after the Trump Organization now. This is going to turn into, it's going to turn into the television show Billions. Great television show. We've recommended it here on the program. But that's what it's going to turn into. They're going to be going over every single real estate deal that Donald Trump has ever done. Everybody remember the one real estate deal that Bill Clinton got involved with? Remember Whitewater? Oh, my God. And unfortunately, people, our laws in this country, and it's done for a purpose. It's done for lawyers. Laws are written for lawyers. They're written in gray. We don't have thou shall not do this and thou shall not do that. They're written in gray. So it leaves a lot up to interpretation. And this is where lawyers make their money. It's billable hours. They argue over this stuff. This is especially true when it comes to tax law, when it comes to real estate law. Hell, our tax code is 75,000 plus pages long. You don't think that there's some room to maneuver in there? So what I sense happening right now when it comes to the president, executive branch, and Donald Trump all rolled into one is let's go after his businesses. Let's go after his businesses. Let's go after the Trump Organization. I think they're running out of ammo with the other stuff, and they don't have any credibility. And again, you got media outlets, say the CNN situation with losing the support, or Lanny Davis tells them one thing, then takes it back, then Carl Bernstein, we're sticking by our story, all the other media outlets jumping. It's a mess. It's a mess, and I don't think anybody's buying into it anymore. So they're going to have to move on to the next thing. But again, Donald Trump is still looking more and more like the Roadrunner every day. And the mainstream media and the left looking, well, they don't even look like the coyote. The coyote in the cartoons, at least the coyote, he almost felt bad for the coyote. He was sympathetic to the coyote. I don't know where the coyote got all his money to buy all that stuff from the Acme Corporation. But you feel bad for, you never got the Roadrunner. And here's Donald Trump every day. Me, me. Phew. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Loves Jesus
in America. Yeah, we mentioned taxes here. There was a she's a good girl story this past week. It was put out by Senator Rob Portman from Republican Ohio and former Senator Bob Kerrey from Nebraska. And Rob Portman recently chaired a Senate Finance Subcommittee on Taxation and IRS Oversight. And this op-ed that they put out there, I'm going to read a little bit from it. It said, central to Americans' confidence in our government is their confidence in our tax collection system. Unfortunately, the Internal Revenue Service has not always earned that trust, undermining this system of voluntary compliance and taxpayer engagement. Fortunately, this has been a bipartisan issue in the past, and we believe a bipartisan proposal exists to once again solve the problem. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. The problem is the tax code. The tax code is the problem. Oh, you're going to have better call centers? Let me ask our listeners a question. Are you going to call up the IRS and ask them for tax advice? And do you think that they're going to be able to afford to put anybody on the phones that's capable of interpreting a tax code that is 75,000 pages long? In fact, nobody can do that. Nobody. There's not a single person on the entire planet that can do it. That's why, hey, a lot of big tax law books and lawyers' offices and accounting offices, because they got to look stuff up. No. What we need to do is to simplify the damn tax code. All the loopholes, all the giveaways, all of the handouts, all of the gray area, gone. And guess what? You don't have to worry about having stinking call centers, for crying out loud. IRS customer service. Yeah, oh yeah. We got a 75,000-page tax code. Customer service? That's like calling up IKEA to get help to put together one of their pieces of furniture that's got a million pieces in it that just kind of fit together, but really don't, because it's all made in China crap. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Come on. We've all struggled at some point in time with putting together some piece of junk furniture from IKEA. Anyway, U.S. consumer confidence, 18-year high. 18-year high. Mentioned this a little bit earlier on in the program. Workers in the country. Again, I found this funny too. Listen to this story. U.S. workers report highest job satisfaction since 2005. That's good news. Just more than half of U.S. workers, 51%, said that they were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. That's the highest level since 2005. But you got to look at the nuance of this. I got a kick out of this. Workers, listen, workers on the higher end of the income scale are happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with total household income above $75,000 report feeling satisfied at work, compared with around 45% from those households earning less than $75,000. And I thought about this, and I said to myself, hey, you know, I used to make less than $75,000 a year, and I went to Louis Anderson and Coming to America, and it was like you guys. Now I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on the grill. Next couple years, assistant manager, and that's when the big bucks start rolling in. The brilliance and the wisdom of Coming to America. There's a lot of different things in there. Free market stuff, the value of hard work and how important it is. I love that movie. I'm scared, though. I'm excited and scared at the same time. It's because I guess they're making a sequel to Coming to America. We need to come out. That must have come out in what? 1988? 87? 88, I think. But anyway, they're going to come out with a sequel to it. And I'm worried that they're going to make it one of those stay woke pieces of crap that nobody watches. But anyway, neither here nor there. Let's think about this for a second. This is something I've told people here on the program, and I tell young kids all the time. I tell the kids that I coach when I have to give a speech somewhere. You treat the job that you're at. I don't care what it may be. I don't give a damn because I've done it all. Okay? I have. Okay, a lot of those micro jobs, I've done a lot of those micro dirty jobs. I've done it all. I've cleaned the toilets. I flipped the burgers. I actually ripped into my son this past week. Comes back from football practice, lounging around. I'm tired, Dad. I said, Steven, you got to get out. You got to get outside there. I know you have practice. We got to go outside. You got to pick up your lacrosse stick. You need to shoot the ball around. I'm tired, Dad. You know, I practice today. I was like, first and foremost, your football practices were not like my football practices, okay? Not even close. They made us kill one another back in the day. And I would go from football practice to the Altamont Fair and come home at night, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, after flipping burgers the whole night. So shut up and go outside. But you treat every job that you have, you treat it like it's your business, your own. I don't care if it's Washington. I don't care what it may be. And the owner of that business will take notice. And you will get a raise. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You will get a raise. And not only that, you're going to be successful in life down the road. Mark my words. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Thursday, Senator Cory Booker previously released confidential documents from Judge Brett Kavanaugh's past into the public, declaring it an act of civil disobedience and saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. And it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus instead of asking your questions. If you've got questions about rulings he's made, he's got a real record.
Washington is still abuzz over a New York Times op-ed that ripped President Trump that said it was written by one of the president's senior administration officials. So far, the vice president and secretary of state have denied writing the op-ed. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, though, does have a message for the person who wrote the op-ed.
Just resign and go home. It's all right. Go teach at a college. They'll love you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always honored to have you tuned into the program. Social media and Google coming under the crosshairs of the president and a lot of conservatives as well. Again, I don't get my underwear in a bunch over this stuff like so many people do. I don't. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. They are who they are. I explain this. You know, people, you can only worry about stuff that you have control over. You can. Control over Mark Zuckerberg and all the tools over at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all that crap. I don't have any control over them. They are who they are. One of the biggest jokes I remember from 2016, and we told you right here. We made fun of it right here on the program where they sent conservatives over to Facebook, Glenn Beck and S.E. Cupp and Dana Perino are going to go to Facebook. And Glenn Beck declared the all clear. Everything was okay after he went there. And I'm laughing. I'm like, what a bunch of schmucks. Seriously. What a bunch. Oh, you visited and they reassured you that they're not going to censor anything conservative. They would never do anything like that. No. And you fools believe them? I remember these, because they're social media whores too. They're tweeting out pictures of themselves getting on the plane to go. Who does that? Those are people that are looking for attention. Now, I built my business. I built this radio show without any stinking social media. Have I spent money advertising on social media and social media consulting over the past several years? Yup. And I wasted every penny. And I knew it. I didn't spend a lot, but I knew it. I said, this is dumb. This is dumb. I have my Facebook fan page. Hey, you want to like my Facebook fan page? Like it. If you don't want to like it, I don't give a damn. I go on there once a day. I post the rundown of my Monday through Friday program, and I also post the playlist, all the bumper music that we play on the program. That's what I do. That's when I go on to Facebook. If you are utilizing Facebook or Twitter to find out what's trending, do us all a favor and don't vote. Okay? Do us a solid. That's not where you go. That's not the place to go. It's such a load of crap. Oh, man. One of the radio stations that I used to work at, this is 4 or 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, my home base radio station was a different one in Tampa. And the owner of the radio station wanted me to change a little bit of my format and cater to the Twitter. And he bought this software for the radio station, and this guy had it and said how you can get things trending and moving on the Twitter. And I'm like, kind of like market manipulation. Yeah, it's kind of illegal what I do in my real business. And why would I do that? And why would anybody in their car actually be tweeting? Shouldn't we discourage people from tweeting while they're driving? Isn't that a little bit dangerous? Yeah, Twitter to me is a sewer of negativity and nonsense. It is. My Facebook account is attached to my Twitter account, and I kid you not, I actually wanted to go on to Twitter the other day. I was just curious about something, and I couldn't for the life of me remember my password. And then I tried to reset my password, and for whatever reason, it said my email's not right. And then I said, I give up. I'm done. Anyway, social media is one thing. Google, on the other hand, it reminds me of a lot of the big investment firms. Now, we have called for the big investment firms to be broken up for a very long period of time. Having all of these conflicted businesses under one roof is not healthy. We know that it's not healthy. It hasn't been good for the country. And I can give countless examples. and I would make the same point about Google. Time to start chopping that thing up. Want some antitrust legislation? Send it that way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saved so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the GEICO Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
GEICO for your boat. See how much you could save.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I don't really spare anything out there. I'm an equal opportunity basher, and also comes to media, news, journalism, and listen, I go after Fox, too. I ain't a lot of people out there that love that network. Not me. Not me. I back in the day, I liked the old school Fox. I liked Hannity and Combs because there was a bit of debate there. I think O'Reilly kind of balanced it to some degree because he kind of was in the middle on a lot of different things. Now there is no news. There isn't. You just had another on-air reporter retire from Fox. Just quit. Adam Housley, the Los Angeles-based reporter. Fox just had somebody else, their Jerusalem-based reporter, quit as well. And listen, I know people at some of these networks. They hate it. Real journalists hate it because they're not doing news anymore. What they do is debate. What they do is they take a story and they put eight, nine people at a table and they have them argue. That's not reporting. It's cheaper though. It's much, much cheaper to do that. Now, a lot of that used to be contained. It used to be contained to some debate programs at night. Now, it's everywhere. It's all day long. Rather than actually have reporters out there reporting on issues, no. We're going to throw it back to the studio where we're going to put a bunch of useful idiots in a room and have them talk about topics. Again, people, all right, don't tell me Fox doesn't really do it. They do it much. No, they don't. It's the same crap. I used to be on Fox all the time. It's on all these networks. And I've told the story here on the program countless times, just being in the green room at Fox and watching people work out their debate before they go on air, like the movie The Wrestler, like professional wrestlers working out how they're going to go about choreographing their battle and their fight in the ring before they go out there. And yes, it goes on. And yes, you have people that are on the payroll. I said, I'm sitting down with Bob Beckel. Going to go on to talk about Social Security with him. He didn't know a damn thing about Social Security, and he told me so. But he had a job at Fox News to argue and to be the leftist in the seat. Now, what is the point in bringing him into a debate about Social Security when he doesn't know a damn thing? It's kind of like me bringing me into a debate. Bringing me into a debate, I don't know, about quantum physics. I don't know a damn thing. Am I going to just sit there and argue with somebody who actually does know what they're talking about? Well, in many respects, that's what you're getting with cable news. Honestly, people, you know, they did a great job making fun of it, and Anchorman, too. They did. They called it out. When the network sticks with Ron Burgundy and the car chase in Milwaukee over Veronica Corningstone and her interview with Yasser Arafat, that's where we are today, people. That's where we are. Sad. WatchTalkOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I commented on this on my daily program, and I would be remiss. I would say it's malpractice if I do not comment on the passing of John McCain. I reported live. I was at Radio Row. We did the Watchdog on Wall Street show from the 2008 Republican National Convention in Minneapolis. I got to meet him back in 2004 at the Republican National Convention in New York. I have been highly critical of John McCain over the years and his various different positions. During the 2008 campaign, he ran a horrible campaign, had horrible advisors, ran a horrible campaign. I remember when he decided, to suspend his campaign and come to Washington, D.C. with Barack Obama to talk about the financial crisis. He had not a clue. And the people there at the meeting, George Bush, Treasury Secretary Ben Bernanke, you know, all men were like, why are you here? You offered nothing. Why did you even do this? With that being said, one cannot ignore the man's contributions to the country. He can't. What he went through, the sacrifices he made, the fact that he served his country and fought in the Vietnam War. You can't. You can't. But I have to comment on this because what does this say about some? I was so, it really upset me. This really, really upset me. They didn't invite Sarah Palin to the funeral. How nasty and it's going to be nothing but swamp dwellers, Washington, D.C., nothing more than elites. That's what's going to be there. Elites. Washington, D.C. elites. The Bush family. The Obamas, you name it. All the swamp dwellers are going to be there. And they can't stand to have that dirty,
stinking moron from Alaska, Sarah Palin, Tea Party type. Can't have her at this thing. Listen, say what you want, okay, about the guy. I judge people by how they treat others that can do nothing for them. You know how many dinners I've been out to with bigwigs? Bigwigs, people that are looking to have an account with us at Markowski Investments, and you're talking substantial amounts of money. Again, $15, $20 million type clients. And I don't know these people. They refer to me, recommend, they call, and I go, and it's a significant account. We take the time out, and I go there, and this individual starts treating the waiter or waitress like dirt, or the bartender, or the coat check person. They're out. These people get shocked by it, too. And they get stunned. Hey, stunned. What do you mean you don't want Mike? I don't think it's going to be a good fit. I don't think it's going to be a good fit. They're just stunned by it. It says a lot. It does. And I'm sorry. You're not inviting your running mate from 10 years ago to your funeral? And mark my words, I talk about the media. Mark my words on this one. No one will cover it. You won't see a single journalist out there. I'm telling you right now, they've been warned by their superiors not to ask those difficult questions. First thing I would do, so Meghan McCain. Here's Meghan McCain. She's a media star. I guess she's an expert after doing nothing. She went to college. She got a 4-year degree and she got herself a job on TV because she's Meghan McCain. Yay. She got farther than Chelsea Clinton got. Chelsea tried to do that too. Got paid a ton of money, produced one program, and that was it. But anyway, I'd say, you know, why would your family not invite Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin at nothing but nice things to say. Even after the news got out that she wasn't going to be invited, she had nothing bad to say. To me, that tells me a lot. Tells me a lot. Anyway, I have to touch on this. They tried to make a big deal out of this. Ron DeSantis, if you're not familiar around the country, Ron DeSantis won the Republican nomination for governor in Florida. And he came out on Wednesday and he made the statement. He warned voters not to monkey up by voting for his Democratic opponent. His opponent is black. Didn't take long at all. You had the Florida Democratic Party chair, Terry Rizzo, come out and say, it's disgusting that Ron DeSantis is launching his general election campaign with racist dog whistles. Let me tell you something. You think the word monkeying around, monkeying it up, monkey wrench are racist? If you think that that's the case in the way that he used it, guess what? You are the racist. Got it? You are the racist. Everybody's got to listen to little George Carlin. All these wusses out there with their trigger words. Screw them. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Day three of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American, no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned